Your morning routine is only as good as your sleep preceding. Don't feel like pressured. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. The truth is that you can. You just have to choose to either get up earlier or push certain things out of your morning that maybe are a normal part of your habit and routine that are not serving you right now in this season. Maybe you're one of those that picks up the phone the first thing in the morning and you're scrolling through the phone. Whoa, stop. Don't do that.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about morning routines. I get this question a lot. I just got back from a health immersion, also known as a healthy retreat that I've been involved in the last 13 and a half years with an incredible team. Probably have done about 30 of these over the years, give or take. So that's like 30 weeks of my life, which has been an honor and a privilege. And that's one of the questions I get with some of the participants, like, what, tell me about your morning routine. What do you do? And so we're going to talk about that today in detail. And I'm just going to go off the top of my head with how I roll in the morning. But what I want to preface this podcast with is your morning routine is only as good as your sleep preceding. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. Your morning routine is only as good as your sleep preceding. Sleep is important, y'all. If you're not getting proper amounts of sleep, proper quality sleep, your morning routine will probably waffle and just kind of get a little wonky if you aren't fully rested. And so make sure you're getting good sleep hygiene as well. That's important. But since I do get the question about my morning routine, I want to kind of just go through this in detail. It might be a little TMI, I'll say that right now, but I'm just going to, and I've dropped kind of little hints along the way in some of my podcasts of what I do, but I'm going to go through the whole everything that I do. And you may say, whoa, that's a lot. Okay, maybe it is for you, but for me, this is what I do and what my husband does. And for the most part, we do similar things. But here we go. Are you ready? I'm just going to go for it. Don't feel like pressured. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. The truth is that you can. You just have to choose to either get up earlier or push certain things out of your morning that maybe are a normal part of your habit and routine that are not serving you right now in this season. So what is it that you can set aside that could be maybe something that you do in the afternoon or something that isn't even serving you altogether? Maybe you're one of those that picks up the phone the first thing in the morning and you're scrolling through the phone. Whoa, stop. Don't do that. That's going to really not really set you up for success for the day. Let's just put it that way. Okay. So if you do that, no shame, no condemnation, but let's just notice and set that phone aside and create some new habits that will set you up for success in your day. So here you go. Here's what my day consists of. And again, just take it for what it's worth. But people ask me this all the time, so I'm going to roll with it. So the very first thing that I do is I wake up. Again, this may be like too many details, too much information, but I want you to know everything. So I wake up and I lay there for a minute and I give thanks to God. I give thanks to God for a new day, a healthy body, for my family, for my friends. And I'm just in a state of gratitude. And so I just do a little prayer, meditation time, nothing much, maybe 5 minutes or so. And then after that, I roll out of bed. And I do push-ups when I'm not even fully awake yet. I do push-ups anywhere from, gosh, 25 or 30 to all the way to 52. That's still my record right now. I plan on, beating that record. I haven't yet, but I plan on it. So, you know, I kind of am gamifying that, but that's something I do first thing in the morning. And then, you know, I do what most people do. They go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom and then I come in and I have a big drink of water because you're usually pretty dehydrated after the full night's sleep. And so I have a big glass of water and then I have a glass of ACV drink. So it's apple cider vinegar, cayenne pepper, a little dash or two of cayenne pepper, a half of a lemon squeezed in there, and then some warm water. And then I drink that. After I drink that, I go outside, yes, in my robe and all, and I don't care. I'm sure my neighbors are like, what is she doing? But I go out and I ground a little bit. I'm doing this while my water is boiling for my tea for the morning, okay? So that's kind of what I do for about 3 to 5 minutes. We need more time grounding. I definitely do more grounding throughout the day, but that's just kind of where I get my start in the day. Ground, just kind of give thanks again, listen to the birds chirp and see the sun rise. So getting those red hues from the sunrise is really good. It's going to help reset your circadian rhythm and help to, get your hormones balanced. Okay. So that's really important. So the more you can capture that morning sun, the better. But I like to ground. I like to just go out in my bare feet and ground. It's so important. But then I come in, I make my tea, or sometimes it's just a hot water lemon and maybe a sprig of rosemary or thyme, or even kind of a thing of basil. And I let those oils kind of immerse into the water, the hot water, and drink that. But usually I have a tea and then I have my devotions. I go and sit in my prayer chair and it's next to my husband and he's having his devotions. I'm having mine. And then we read God's word. We read God's word together. We discuss it. We have a beautiful time of prayer. And then we shift gears and then we kind of go into our next phase of our morning routine. So normally he'll start on the rebounder and I will start on the vibration plate and he'll rebound for a few minutes and I'll do the vibration plate and I like to habit stack and so does my husband because we have a lot of things that we incorporate into our morning. So we want to get it done so we can get on with our day. So on the vibration plate, which is about a 10-minute routine, I have his infrared head piece on, which is basically to stimulate hair growth in the follicles. And so he uses this, and I found out through his physician that I can use it too, and it's going to help stimulate my hair, even though I don't have hair loss or anything. And so I'm like, great, let's get that going too, because that's a 5-minute routine. So it's really quite a sight is what I'm going to tell you. If you followed me around for the morning, you'd say, oh my goodness, this woman has got an interesting routine. And it looks kind of funny, but I've got this infrared cap on and I'm on the vibration plate because that vibration plate helps to just really drain the toxins from your body, just really shake loose those toxins at the cellular level, drain the lymphatic system, which is also what the rebounder does that my husband's doing while I'm doing the vibration plate. And I'm also doing my Visibly Fit 7x11 exercises. That's right. I'm doing this all while on the vibration plate. So I'm doing three things at once, basically. So that's what I do. And then after that 10 minutes, then I go over to the rebounder and I'll rebound for about 5 minutes. Again, that's going to help just drain the lymphatic system and shake loose those toxins at the cellular level. And I like it. It's kind of fun. Wakes me up. And you don't have to jump hardcore on this rebounder, right? Like it's not like you're on a huge trampoline about to do flips on a trampoline. You just need to do small little bounces, okay? Just to kind of wake the body up. It's like a massage, an internal saw and massage for the organs. So do that for about 5 minutes. And then we've got the infrared sauna going in the basement downstairs. And we will usually go, sometimes we go together, but you know what? It's a two-seater, but it gets a little tight and, you know, it's sweaty. And I'm like, oh my gosh, don't touch me. So we have started going individually, which I like so much better because I like that time for prayer meditation as well. And I'm usually in the infrared sauna for about 30 minutes, sometimes 20. And I don't do the infrared sauna every day, but about 4 days a week, 4 out of the 7. So we kind of mix it up. Some days my husband's doing it. Some days I'm doing the infrared sauna. But then after, either before or after the sauna, I do my workout. Okay. It really just depends on if he's in the sauna before me. So I'm not so adamant about the structure as far as, oh, this has to go before that and this has to go after that kind of piece of the equation of my routine, that I'm so OCD about it that I can't flex a little bit. So I do flex. So I get in my workout, which is about 20 to 30 minutes, and, you know, using my Visibly Fit exercises, or I'm out for a walk using my weighted vest. So we've just kind of got this rhythm. Okay. Now you might be listening to all that and go, whew, wow. Okay. And that's a lot. And I still have to get to work. And how in the world are you doing all that? Again, do you? But I wanted to give you just an example, because again, I get this question a lot. What does your morning routine look like? And so I wanted to give you a detailed description and explain why I do this. Basically, because it works for me. And I feel invigorated. I feel ready for my day. I usually have a green drink as I finish up in the infrared sauna. So I kind of have this little flow. And I can't do this all the time, right? Because I'm traveling, or, you know, certain appointments sneak in early in the morning. So I have to flex. And so I want to invite you to create a healthy routine that works for you. And if you don't have one right now and you're just kind of fumbling through the morning, be intentional, because that's what it takes. It takes intentionality to create that space and to give yourself permission to have a morning routine. You are worthy. And honestly, when my husband and I have this like flow in the morning, it sets our day up for success. We are just ready to attack whatever we need to attack in the day. We've got God's word standing with us and God with us. We've got, you know, just that scripture that we've meditated and the prayers that we've lifted up in the day that helps get us through maybe some tough stuff in our day, because no day just kind of goes smoothly. We have those every now and then. I'd like to have more of them, I might add. But sometimes, you know, it just can't always be the rainbows and butterfly kind of day, right? We've got things that occur, and we've got to be prepared for them. And so that's why I have a morning routine. Oh, and I did not mention, I always make my bed. That is a must. I make my bed. Now, my husband will turn on all the radios in the house, I must say, and we listen to KTIS radio. And I usually go around turning off all the radios. Now, I love KTIS. Oh my gosh. I love the worship music. I'm all about it, but I also like peace and quiet. And so it's so funny, because again, you know, we're worshiping, we're, you know, listening to worship music, usually while on the vibration plate or rebounding, that kind of thing. But then I'm like, okay, enough. I need some quiet time. I need to hear from the Lord and not just be praying and just always speaking. I would need to listen too, right? And so when I'm on my walks in the morning, that's a great time to listen. I don't always listen on my walks, because sometimes I listen to an audible that I'm, you know, whatever book I'm listening to in that season, or I'm listening to a podcast or whatever. So it varies. So there I flex as well. But as soon as that's over, I hop in the shower and then I get on with my day. Now, I am blessed and grateful that I get to work from home. Not everybody works from home. So how does your morning routine, how does it look right now? Do you have one? Again, if you don't, I want you to kind of consider what I'm sharing with you right now. Now, when I go in and take my shower, I obviously, before my shower, I actually use a dry brush, okay, and just kind of quickly dry brush my body, because that obviously helps to drain the lymphatic system as well. So I'm doing three different things, actually four, because I go for that walk or workout, four or five different things in the morning to help really drain the lymphatic system. And dry brushing is one of those. So I do that, not every time before I shower, but most days. And it doesn't take long just to dry brush up your body. And, you know, some of it's like in circular motions and dry brushing more towards the heart. And I actually have an episode about dry brushing that you can go back and listen to. I'll put that in the show notes. But then after that, as I'm getting ready for my day and I'm putting on my makeup, I put in, I just did an episode. It was episode 196 with Gary Miller. And I use what I've used for the last 7 years, and it's called the Human Charger. And this is also a tool in my toolbox that doesn't take me long to do it, because I'm already just sitting there putting on my makeup, and it takes about 12 minutes. And it's light therapy. So light goes into my ears, which is hitting my brain, and it's recalibrating my system. And again, resetting my circadian rhythm. It's helpful for seasonal affective disorder. It's great for if you travel and you have jet lag. So go and listen to 196. And if you are interested in the Human Charger, I do have an incredible discount for you. You can go to humancharger.com/WendyPett and use promo code all capital letters, my name, Wendy Pett, WENDIEPETT, and you will save $27 on that device. It's a game changer. I love it. I think you will too. But again, it's something that you can kind of habit stack. You can, like I said, I do that while I'm putting on my makeup. Okay. So it doesn't take long. It's like 12 minutes and there you go. When I am drying my hair, I do squats or I do calf raises or I'll do lunges. I think about how we have a lot of wait time in our day. So if you can bring in movement and habit stack it on top of things that you're already doing, again, like when I'm blow drying my hair, I can do some squats. What's the big deal? It's just thinking about the thing that you're doing in a different way. But also with brushing my teeth, I will habit stack and put an exercise with that. Maybe some, kickbacks, like donkey kickbacks, where I'm engaging the hamstrings and the glutes and the low back, or maybe I'll do some squats or some calf raises there. So again, it's thinking about your day differently and incorporating something healthy with what you're already doing. So that's kind of how I roll. And then I have an opportunity where I will use a breather device, which will help just bring in, it helps to really engage my lungs in a different way. It's called the Breather Fit. And I actually did a podcast on that. It was episode 65. I think you'll find it fascinating. It's super amazing. My husband is even greater at using it than I am. I use it a few days a week. I bet he probably uses it every day. I'm probably a 3 or 4 day a week person, but he uses it every day. He's very disciplined. But go back and listen to episode 65 with evangelist, actually he's known as respiratory evangelist, Mark Carboni. And you can actually get a discount on that one as well. If you go to pnmedical.com and you know what, I'm going to put the link in the show notes for all of this, the episodes and the links that you can get discounts for these devices, because these are incredible tools to add to your morning routine. Because then you will also use promo code VISIBLYFIT, all one word, all in caps, and you will save $12. So that is a great way to gain some energy throughout your day. It's a great way to exercise your lungs, especially if you are someone that deals with just any kind of lung issues. Maybe it's long COVID, right? Any kind of pulmonary issues, then I promise you will benefit greatly from this device. And if you don't have any pulmonary issues and you're an athlete, you are going to reap the benefits from engaging your lungs in a whole new way. So again, go and check out the show notes that I've got in this episode. But I hope that I didn't just ramble. I was just going really quickly on how I roll in the morning. So figure out your morning routine, because if you don't have one, you are selling yourself short. Yeah. If you could just wake up maybe 30 minutes earlier, you can pack a lot in that 30 minutes. Or what can you do, like I said, with the habit stacking, drying your hair and also getting in a squat kind of a thing while you're driving to work, doing isometrics against the steering wheel. Again, you're thinking about your day differently. You're doing things that you're already doing and putting something in addition with it. So maybe while you're waiting for that water to boil for your tea in the morning, maybe you're drinking tea. I hope you're drinking tea instead of coffee. Caffeine-free tea at that. Then you can do squats. You can maybe rehearse a scripture verse that maybe you're trying to memorize. Again, it's about thinking of your morning routine differently. So I encourage you to kind of write down a protocol and timestamp it. Write down a protocol from beginning to end and figure out what does that look like for you? How much time do you have in the day to devote to a morning routine? And why do you deserve to start your day in that way? Because your why is so important. All right. And if you don't know that why, that's the first place you want to get to, because your why needs to lead your actions. All right. And remember, your morning routine isn't going to even matter if you haven't had proper ample amounts of sleep. So if you don't have sleep hygiene in check, maybe you need to start there first. So a few things to think about. I hope this has blessed you. Maybe you've wondered what I do in the morning. Now you know. Inquiring minds, there you go. All right. I'd love to hear your comments and maybe what you do in the morning for your morning routine, or maybe something that I shared with you here that you're like, you know what? That's really something awesome that I can bring and incorporate into my routine that I never thought about. So I'd love to hear from you on social media or on the YouTube video of this episode, or just on the episode itself. So feel free to share this episode with those that you know that are looking for a morning routine, or maybe that would encourage them to start one. All right, be blessed. And thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Visibly Fit. I will catch you next time. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypett.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.